So just relax and breathe. Just a couple of slow, deep breaths. Just helps our body get the message that all is well and it's time to relax. Time to just let go and find the peace that underlies all the activity. Find that beautiful space of light and love and joy and health and abundance that exists at the center of all being, everywhere and always, right here, right now, as each of us. We are the light and the love, the peace and the grace. We are the health and the abundance, the wholeness and the joy. It's amazing to remember the truth of who we are. And to remember that sometimes we're aware of it. And sometimes not so much. And that contrast is built into the system. And that if we can find it within ourselves to relax and breathe and remember when we feel stressed, when we feel a little out of sorts, that it can help us move up the emotional scale and remember what's true. Remember that our inner beings are always present, loving us, supporting us, orchestrating well-being in our vortex every single minute of every single day. We are loved. And breathing and relaxing into that love. Consciously choosing to focus on the love can help us remember to relax and to allow the infinite well-being that is ever on its way to us as health, as abundance, as fun, as laughter, as joy, as the wholeness of life, as the contents of our vortex. It is so good to relax and breathe. So simple. So, so simple. So, so valuable. So I was inspired by the Abraham workshop on September 17th. And Abraham gave us a twofer. They took a video and applied a question to it that came in written form. And the written question was, please talk more about the wouldn't it be nice process. And then the person said, can we double up on it in 2022? And I love that expression. Abraham's been talking about doubling down on the negative thoughts. And this person said, let's double up on the wouldn't it be nice if positive thoughts. And I love it how people contribute to the expansion of the Abraham message in their questions. And Abraham instantly, after they read that question, referred to the video that had just aired before that question, where a person was in a negative what if. What if things go wrong? What if things get worse? What if, what if, what if? And so that person was negatively what if-ing. They presented the question on positively what if-ing. And they talked about it in this way. They said, wouldn't it be nice if this process is the perfect application in this place? Our video presenter is trending in thoughts of worry. wants to retire, doesn't really want to work, is overwhelmed by the work. In other words, it was a wonderful presentation because it was vibrationally accurate. The words matched the way she is feeling. And of course, as long as she feels that way, justifiably so, nothing can change for her. And so let's apply the wouldn't it be nice if game to our last video. And Abraham at that point asked Mark to play the video again and stop on various places of the negative what-ifing. But I will only read you the positive what-ifs that Abraham suggests. So Abraham said to this lady and to all of us, wouldn't it be nice if more of my thoughts were more about what I'm wanting? Wouldn't it be nice if I could relax into the knowing that things really are working out for me? Wouldn't it be nice if I believed Abraham's presentation of my vortex? Wouldn't it be nice if the things in my vortex really are attracting cooperative components? Wouldn't it be nice if those cooperative components that are being gathered are setting the stage for me for living the perfect life that I'm really wanting to live? Wouldn't it be nice if a feeling of responsibility could shift in me to a feeling of opportunity? Wouldn't it be nice if I were inspired to more flow and ease? Wouldn't it be nice if there were others who could help me with different aspects of this? Wouldn't it be nice if I could focus more on the fun stuff? Wouldn't it be nice if the universe would yield to me more evidence that I'm in alignment? Wouldn't it be nice if I was having more fun on a daily basis? Wouldn't it be nice if I were having so much fun that I was never looking forward to the ending of this? Wouldn't it be nice if I'm having so much fun at what is unfolding that I know I'm creating a legacy that will benefit generations to come? Wouldn't it be nice if I felt more ease? Wouldn't it be nice if I understood that it's a revolving door in and out, changing faces, different experiences? Wouldn't it be nice if I understood that more, not fewer, clients are coming to me? Wouldn't it be nice if larger clients with greater benefit to all of us, with more profit, were flowing my way? Wouldn't it be nice if I really understood that everything is always working out for me? Abraham said, that's the best application of the wouldn't it be nice if game that we've had an opportunity to express to you. We think it's nice that this question came right in with this video. Wouldn't it be nice if everyone who is watching this video recognized aspects of what our friend on the video was feeling and realized that observation of what is happening can cause one response, while the wouldn't it be nice if game causes another? Wouldn't it be nice if everyone who's been playing with us here today could realize that the wouldn't it be nice if game is a soft, pivotal point in situations where strong resistance is the trend? So I thought, wouldn't it be nice if we could do the wouldn't it be nice if game for the meditation today? And so I suggest that we can create some positive energy and positive trending by talking about wouldn't it be nice for various aspects of our lives. So I really liked it. It made me giggle when they talked about having more fun. So let's start out with, wouldn't it be nice if I could see my life as endless opportunities for fun? Wouldn't it be nice if I laughed and giggled and smiled more? Wouldn't it be nice if we were able to get together with friends, face-to-face more often. Wouldn't it be nice if we savored the faces that we're seeing today? Wouldn't it be nice if we thought about the people that we've seen in the last few days and just sent love to each of those faces? Take a moment and see the people that you've seen in the last couple of days. And just open your heart to sending some love. And imagine that individual smiling as they receive the love that you're sending to them right now. Wouldn't it be nice if the people we send love to feel our love? Wouldn't it be nice if we're inspired more and more often to send love to people? Wouldn't it be nice if we appreciate these faces of people we see most often and choose to see the positive aspects of them? Let's take a moment and think of a couple of people we've seen and think about something you love about that person. What is the positive aspect of this person? Maybe you love their intelligence or their generosity or their sense of humor or their honor or their integrity. What do you love about this person? Maybe you love that they're a good cook. Maybe you love that they're a good mom or dad. Maybe you love that they're a good friend. Wouldn't it be nice if we were focusing on positive aspects more and more often in our lives? Wouldn't it be nice if it came really easy to focus on positive aspects? And in the focusing on the positive aspects, wouldn't it be nice if we saw more and more positive aspects by law of attraction? Wouldn't it be nice if we acknowledged ourselves and said, I did that. I saw the good in this person and they showed me more good. How fun is that? Wouldn't it be nice if we had fun in our loving? Wouldn't it be nice if we had a big smile on our face more of the time? Wouldn't it be nice if we could look at a stranger we're passing on the street and send them some love? Wouldn't it be nice if we were just a fire hose of love, spreading love in every direction? Love to these people that we're thinking of in this moment. Love to the people that we're hearing about on the news. Love to the people that are dealing with weather issues. Love to the people who are enjoying life. Let's send some love to people who are having fun today. Think of a place that you can think of where people are having fun today. I have a friend who's at Disney World this week, and fortunately, she's coming home before the bad weather, but I've seen pictures and I know how much fun she's been having. And sending love to people who are having fun. And imagining the fun they're having. And then imagining you feeling like you're having fun even if you don't leave your house today, what if there were things you could do right at home that felt like fun? Josie said her granddaughter's going to show her Animal Jam, which is really fun. Knowing that there are fun things in every moment of all of time. Knowing there are beautiful things in every moment of all of time. And just thinking about taking a moment and looking around the room that you're in and noticing something beautiful. I try to have flowers in my house all the time, so I'm conscious of beauty in my home so often. But there's the beauty of a light that turns on in an evening when it starts getting dark. There's the beauty of a comfortable chair and a relaxing place to sleep. There's the beauty of hot and cold running water. There's the beauty of air conditioning in the summer, and I just turned on my heat when it got to be 50 at night. Grateful for the heat in the winter. So happy that my home is taking such good care of me. Wouldn't it be nice if I were really conscious of the blessing of my home? Wouldn't it be nice if we remembered what a gift it is to have access to a washer and dryer or a refrigerator? Earlier this year, I was without a refrigerator for the better part of a month. Man, do I appreciate my refrigerator. I honor the positive aspects of my refrigerator every day. Every time I go shopping and I realize I can buy frozen food, yay! Thinking about the positive aspects of life. Maybe it's fun for you to think about the positive aspects of your neighborhood. Wouldn't it be nice if I recognized what a beautiful place it is that I'm living? Wouldn't it be nice if we were really grateful for the security and the safety and the blessings of our homes? Wouldn't it be nice if we blessed all of the aspects of life that are working well? Wouldn't it be nice if we blessed having the money to pay a bill when it comes in? Wouldn't it be nice if we gave thanks? Because most often when we pay a bill, we've already received what it was that we are paying for. It's such a good thing to recognize how prosperous we already are. And wouldn't it be nice if, in recognizing the prosperity we already have, we open the floodgates to more coming in? Wouldn't it be nice to get checks in the mail that are expected and unexpected? Wouldn't it be nice to have invitations to do fun things with people that we really enjoy spending time with? Wouldn't it be nice to savor our relationship with a wonderful friend? I had a friend visit me from Colorado last week, and I hadn't seen her for a couple of years, and it was so nice to spend time with a longtime friend. And wouldn't it be nice to make a new friend? Wouldn't it be nice to connect with someone that we feel really uplifted and inspired by? Wouldn't it be nice to joyfully look forward to the rest of this year? Wouldn't it be nice to be moving into this fall season with excitement and delight? Wouldn't it be nice to savor the experience of the holidays that come up in the last part of the year? I was seeing Halloween candy at the grocery store today. Wouldn't it be nice to just appreciate that we have a holiday that entertains the children and so many of the adults so wonderfully? Wouldn't it be nice to look forward to Halloween this year? And wouldn't it be nice to savor the idea of other holidays that might be coming up? Wouldn't it be nice to imagine getting together with wonderful friends to share time and energy and love on our holidays? Wouldn't it be nice to recognize that in using the "wouldn't it be nice" game, that we are finding easily more and more wonderful things to love about our lives? And wouldn't it be nice if after today we remembered that this is a soothing, gentle way to release resistance and raise our vibration? So I just took a deep breath and I smelled these beautiful carnations. What a gorgeous scent. And so stretch a little, squirm a little. Come back into your normal waking consciousness in an easy, comfortable way. And smile at your friends. And give thanks for the "wouldn't it be nice" game.